tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're joined by local food blogger Joni Simon. These are all available at
JoniSimon.com.
Excellent. We've talked deviled eggs. We've talked Mexican sweet corn. We've talked homemade hummus. These are all great things that complement a tailgate afternoon grazing party. What's the obvious we're missing? What's the obvious? Can anyone behind the glass think, what's the obvious we're missing? Tailgate, sports.
Barbecue, right?
You're getting, they're getting there.
Burgers?
No. These are more like appetizers, side dishes that you could bring over if you're doing like a potluck.
Something a little hot and spicy.
Eat with your fingers.
Wings?
Bit. There we go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wings.
The big winner. Oh, man, I love wings.
And I have not had this recipe yet.
Yeah.
But when you can read it.
Uh-huh. You've got visions in your mind.
I do.
And these are, you're looking at the sweet sriracha ones, huh?
I am.
Honey sriracha.
Anything with honey.
Yeah. Oh. Well, because honey just gives you that nice sort of, I mean, you're going to commit to wings. You're going to get messy fingers. You might as well go all in and go with the honey and end up with that sticky, sweet deliciousness on your fingers, right?
Absolutely. It gets down in your fingernail. You just sit there and
suck
on it.
Welcome to the tailgate. Let's just make a mess. Now, well, so this recipe, actually, you can do it in the oven because sometimes you just want to do it inside. You don't want to mess with the grill, but definitely, this recipe works just as easy on the grill.
Or the grill might be full of your burgers and hot dogs, Mike. And
totally.
You need the oven to do it.
Exactly. So this is a very versatile recipe from that regard, but you don't need a deep fryer because that's typically, of course, how we're doing. Wings is in a deep fryer, but this one is really great on the grill. It gets those really nice char marks too. So it's just a combination of honey and sriracha. I think I throw a little mayo in there. Mayo is another one of those things that I throw in a lot of recipes, not necessarily to be like, whoa, there's a lot of mayo in there, but mayo, real mayo, of course, contains eggs. And so when eggs interact with heat, they do really cool things, like create this really nice sort of lacquer effect on the wings so that they're just nice and sweet and it really adheres. It doesn't just fall off. And then you get a nice little extra crispy factor because when we're having wings, we don't want them to be all kind of limp and, you know, we want them to really be crispy and have a nice little bite to them. So that the mayo adds to that. But just a couple little extra secret spices in there and that. That is one of my favorite wing recipes of all time.
And you had mentioned one of the things I liked about it is you don't need the deep fryer. If you're going to deep fry, great. You can do a lot of things in the deep fryer. But the first thing that comes to mind is the space for it. Get it away from the kids. Do it outside. But you're playing outside. And where are we safely going to get this big boiling pot of grease going? Well, you want wings, but without messing with the deep fryer. This sriracha wings.
Yeah, well, and they travel really well from a prep standpoint because really you can make the marinade, which is the sriracha marinade. And anybody who hasn't had sriracha, it's a really great Asian hot sauce, and it's just got a little extra flavor than some of the typical hot sauces out there. So though I do love me some Frank's, I cannot lie. But you can make that marinade ahead of time, throw it in a Ziploc baggie along with your wings, and take it in the cooler like that so that it is all self-contained, and then when you're ready to cook it, just throw those little puppies on the grill and you're ready to go. You don't have to do any extra preparation with them, so that really makes them nice.
And even after cooked, it's another great recipe that's good cold.
Yeah.
You cook it at your home and take it, and you can have cold or hot, whatever you want.
We have definitely used those for leftovers. No problem there.
And on tailgating, I like something light. Again, I enjoy a great steak, but that's just not a tailgate type thing. You got to have something you just kind of graze on because you're active and you're moving around. You don't want to end up with that just bloated feeling. And in the family tailgate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, everything starts with a big pot of rice.
Yeah.
So you have your rice and you can go around from there. You may have a gumbo over here to pour on top of it or add some jambalaya on top, or you got your beans over here, so you have your red beans and rice. And rice is just one of those light things. I don't know anybody that's ever gotten bloated on rice. Maybe with two cups of gumbo on top.
Right. Depends on how you dress that puppy up. But I love using rice, you know, because rice is so versatile. It's a really great canvas to build all sorts of flavors and do all sorts of interesting stuff with.
We'll throw it in the scrambled eggs the next morning to add to that with your bacon and your potato and whatever else you've chopped in there. It's a white fluffy rice is a great starter for anything.
I remember Thanksgiving, my freshman year of college, I went home with a friend. She lived in New Orleans, and I remember I was totally confused. We're sitting at the Thanksgiving table, and instead of mashed potatoes, they served rice. And I was like, what kind of Thanksgiving is this? They said, welcome to Louisiana. So I guess
you're
that
a long way
true.
From Idaho there.
Yeah, exactly. I said, I got to have my potatoes. But I survived.
Well, good.
Yes.
That's something very funny. I never thought of it that way, but I can't think of one of my Cajun recipes that I cook that calls for a potato.
No?
But I mean, we grow rice there.
Yeah.
Everything goes up to Riceville, Arkansas to get processed and then right back down to the shelves.
Yeah. Well, if you need any potato recipes, just come on over to my website. I got plenty of them.
And again, that website?
That's JoniSimon.com.
And how did you get into this?
Oh, man, that's a crazy story. But I have been cooking ever since I was a kid. I remember being in fifth grade saying, Mom, can I make homemade pasta? And her looking at me like, this 10-year-old kid wants to make homemade pasta. What on earth? You know, and I think, like a lot of folks, grew up watching the Food Network as a kid and Channel 8 and all those great PBS shows and, you know, just continuing with that love of food. But, you know, about a year and a half ago, committed full time to being able to do food as a career and being able to do food photography and food styling.
And your pictures are incredible.
Thank you.
If you need an idea for something new or something fresh, just browse the pictures and then pick your recipe from there.
Thank you, Romy.
JoniSimon.com. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.